G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, March 25. I'm John Barker. Joining me is Joel Marshy Marshall. No appearance, your worship, from Carl Diorio this week. A bit flat out, but who needs him? Joel and I can take you through the winners of another big Group 1 packed weekend. Joel, and wet again at Rose Hill, but the action kicks off on Friday night at the Valley.
Yes, it's certainly a weekend to look forward to. Footy kicks off tonight for the Southern States, and obviously a really big racing weekend. As you mentioned, Group 1 racing Friday night brings to a close the night racing season at Moonee Valley anyway. We've still got plenty of Friday nights to come at Cranbourne. But William Reid Stakes the feature there, and three-year-old likely to run favourite in Star Turn. And then, of course, we go across the border into Sydney for Saturday. And yes, you said another wet track is what we can expect. Still in the heavy range. I'm not sure it's going to get much better, certainly after they raced on it last week and chopped it up. So I think we're still looking for the wet track. There's a couple of Group 1s, the BMW, which is a really good clash. You can make a case for at least four or five strong winning hopes. And then the Vinery, with obviously the Oaks fillies going around.
All right, well, we will just go chronologically. We'll kick off with the Valley and we'll take you through the quaddy legs, given that three of them are group races. First of those is the first leg of the quaddy. That's race 5, Art Series Hotel Group Alexandra Stakes. 1,600 metres for three-year-old fillies at Group 3 level, Joel.
Yeah, well, listeners to the podcast will know I'm a pretty big fan of Peninsula Lynx. She's a filly that I've tipped out in South Australia in recent months as one to follow, and she's been doing a really good job and certainly been rewarding her backers' faith. Daniel Clarkin brings her across to Melbourne for a much tougher race, obviously, but she bolted in last start. She races on the pace, makes her own luck, and at each way odds, I'm going to stick with her. Certainly number one, Alakazoom's the one to beat. Very smart Perth filly, and she's brought that form across to Melbourne with a couple of very strong efforts in defeat. 3 Sebring Dream can improve on the latest run, and 2 Oregon's Day also can probably improve. The first 2 runs back were pretty good.
Yeah, I just couldn't go past the I Am A Star form with Alakazoom to beat 4 Peninsula. That's number one to beat 4 Peninsula Lynx, 5 Montoya Secret, and 9 Toffee Nose. Speaking of I Am A Star, she bobs up in the next, race 6, second leg of the quaddy, William Hill Sunline Stakes for fillies and mares over 1,600 metres.
Yeah, I've gone for number 6 here, Turbo Miss, who, look, she steps up a little bit in class. She did last start, she handled it well. Step up a little bit more here and in distance out to the mile for this daughter of Sebring, but it was just such a soft win last start. Craig Williams just barely shook the reins at her and eased up on the line. It was a very strong win. I'm going to stick with her. Darren Weir trained mares. They usually just continue on climbing up the ladder, and I think she's another one that can do it. From 4 Thames Court, blinkers going on her. She just needs to improve. Her first 2 runs were good, and then did take on top company in Sydney last start in the Cornwall Classic, so she's certainly worth another chance here. 10 I Am A Star, the 3-year-old. Certainly a very, very classy filly, as we know, already a Group 1 winner and back in winning form last start, and in for 4th number 1, Rising Romance.
Yeah, happy to stick with the Group 1 winner here. Number 10, I Am A Star, to beat 4 Thames Court, 1 Rising Romance, and 2 First Seal. Also in, of course, at Rose Hill on Saturday. Third leg of the quaddy, main race of the night, is race 7, the Keogh Homes. William Reid Stakes, 1,200 metres, weight for age, Group 1. And I thought it was, you mentioned that a 3-year-old would start favourite, and it does look to me to be Star Turn's race. What about you, John?
Yeah, I'm with Star Turn. I've put him on top, the 3-year-old. I think he looks ready to win. He's had the 2 runs. Lightning Newmarket, very competitive in both. Glenn Boss did say after the latest run, he just a slight query whether he runs a strong 1,200, but he's drawn to get a sweet trip, barrier 3. And yeah, I just thought those 2 excellent runs at the Group 1 level have him primed to win on Friday night. Number 2, Flamberge, who likes the track. Thought he could improve off of his Oakley Plate run. He's going to get a soft run from the inside draw. Number 9 in for 3rd, Kaepernick, who I thought was pretty good in the Oakley Plate, just got way too far back, but his best work was late. He can be sort of ducking and weaving late and running on into the minors. And number 3, the quarterback, another horse that will get back. He obviously missed the Lightning with that barrier mishap and then went to the Newmarket first up. He'll be better for that run.
Yeah, I'm with Star Turn as well, 13 to be 12, Silent Sedition, 2 last year's winner, Flamberge, and one of my favourites, number 1, Rebel Dane. Race 8, We'll just finish off with what do we need in the quaddy in race 8, Joe, which is a 1200 metre benchmark 70.
I think most people will be going Handsome Thief one out. He just looks a very, very progressive horse. His two appearances at the Valley have resulted in effortless wins. He looked in a little bit of trouble last time, but just once he got round the turn, just put his rivals away. So look, probably Handsome Thief one out, and then of course you always want to look for a little bit of value, so maybe for a smaller percentage I'll be throwing in one Tiggy Dig, two Bob of the Head with the blinkers on, and seven El Sicario.
Well, I actually put El Sicario on top from Handsome Thief, although El Sicario also in at Mornington on Saturday. Speaking of Saturday, I'll hang on, best in value bet at Mooney Valley, and I went for Ella Kazoom as my best, which is race 5, number 1, and again I've been left with something that is miles under as my value bet, which is Typhoon Monaco in the first $2.50. So I better find something else. The problem was that I think all of mine are going to be fairly short. Now I'll have to go with El Sicario, $7.50. So El Sicario, my value bet, race 8, number 7.
I made Demolition my best, the Godolphin horse, race 3, number 6. They've been keeping him away from the wet tracks in Sydney. He's trialled up there. They brought him down here. He looked a completely different horse in his second prep. Looked a horse that could certainly step up to stakes class. Do respect Ken's Dream, and I think he's very hard to beat. But I think Demolition might be destined for better races. He's my best. I'm going to make Turbo miss my value, race 6.
All right, Saturday we head to Rose Hill Gardens for the last time this carnival. And just the two Group 1s, but plenty of group action. In fact, the first 8 races are group races. So we'll take you through them quickly with Joel. The Schweppervescence, I should say, is race 1. This is a 2-year-old 1400 metre Group 3.
5, All Too Hoying, the brother to Happy Trails and Danish Twist. As a horse I've always sort of had a bit of time for, and he showed a bit in his first prep. They tipped him out. He returned in the Pago Pago, and this is the moderate tempo. It was an on-speed dominated race. Gave him no hope. He got a bit further back than what we saw him in his first campaign, and I thought he hit the line quite well. Barrier 1, 1400. Tim Clark back on. I can see him settling a lot closer. Running a very good race at odds. To beat 3, Astoria created a really good impression on debut. 10, Villa Carlotta has the strong form coming through the Riesling Slipper trial. And 13, Smooth Landing did her best work late last start. She looks suited out to 1400.
Now, I didn't consult my leading size tables this week. Has the sire of All Too Hoying, All Too Hard got a winner yet?
Not 100% certain, no.
Have to be just about a record, wouldn't it? I mean, he's had about 30 starters.
He certainly has.
It's a pity there's no 2-year-old races at the picnics. I mean, yeah, they could send one there just for a kill, just to get his confidence up.
Well, he's got a few nice horses running around that are showing a bit. He was obviously up and going at this time of the year by a 2-year-old, but I think his progeny are going to be 3-year-old. So yeah, still hope for him yet.
All right, race 2 at Rose Hill Gardens on Saturday is the E Group Security Star Kingdom Stakes. 1,200 metres at Group 3 level.
Well, Mick Bell's done a pretty good job and realising that this horse obviously is just a wet track at Jungle Edge, and sent him up to Sydney for the Challenge Stakes and the Galaxy, and he's really been very competitive. He's clearly just a really good heavy track horse, and you know, any other day of the week you wouldn't run him in a Group 1, but his effort in the Galaxy last week was excellent, and he was coming again at the line and I think 1200 suits him better, and this is a little bit easier, so I'm sticking with him. Just forgetting sort of, you know, some of his Victorian form on conditions to suit. I think he can win from 1 Artistry, who looks to have come back in really good order. 3 Impending, needs to improve a little bit, but does drop a bit in class off that latest run. And 2 Danish Twist. Things went wrong for her second up, but much, much better last time.
Race 3. Chalks up your best of the day. It's the Daily Telegraph Neville Selwood Stakes, 2,000 metres for 4 years old and up at Group 3 level.
Yeah, 3 Astronomos, very progressive staying type, loves heavy ground, and we saw him blow his rivals away last start. This is, it's probably a little bit tougher. There's a couple of nice sort of horses in this, but I think he's a very progressive sort. He's entered for the Sydney Cup and the Doncaster. It'll be interesting to see what they do after this week, presuming he wins. And now, if the rain sticks around, they might even elect to back him up in the Doncaster next week, back to a mile, rock hard fit. But I think he'll win. I think he'll win well. Six Floodlights, an import from the Godolphin team. I thought his first Australian start indicated a bit of potential. One Assigned, much better than he showed first up. I expect him to probably push forward. And a four Classic Uniform, tough on pacer.
Race four at Rose Hill on Saturday is the Ridges Parramatta Doncaster Prelude 1500 metre Group 3. And here we see another import that you're quite keen on.
Yeah, from the Godolphin team, Spectroscope created a really good impression at his Australian debut. Came from off the pace and really just loved the way he came down the outside. Got a good action about him. Think he can win this and maybe book a place in next week's Doncaster. Six New Tipperary. I could have put him on top. I don't think there's too much between them. Had to be really wrapped in his effort last start. He was wide all the way. Under pressure, which is him, he always needs a bit of riding, but geez, he stuck it out well to finish second, so a very game effort last start. Five Marinostro first up, he gets conditions to suit, and four Rudy also loves these heavy conditions.
Race five at Rose Hill Gardens on Saturday is the Power Distribution Australia Tullock Stakes 2000 for three-year-old colts and geldings at Group 2 level.
With number two, John Snow, we've seen that New Zealand form hold up particularly well last week through Ginger Nuts. Look, John Snow, he's been around in everything over the ditch. He's dating back to the spring where he ran around in the 2000 Guinea, so he hasn't really been given a let up. He's obviously very tough and very genuine. He's never far away, so I think he'll be very hard to beat. From seven, Winebush. Blinkers back on, that might be the key for him. Eight, Righteous Mate, who showed a bit back in the spring. He came down here during Cup Week and did a good job there at Flemington. He just sort of, they've taken him along slowly. He resumed and then gave him a bit of a break after that fresh run. Thought his latest run wasn't too bad. He's just coming, probably into his own now. And number one prized icon. Well, he didn't look to get through the ground at all last week, but this is a little bit easier. So he's a query on the ground, but his class, I'll throw him in for fourth.
The big one in the first leg of the quaddy is race six, the BMW 2400 at standard weight for age, a group one worth $1.5 million, and only nine to face the starter, but plenty of chances, Joel.
Yeah, it's a really good clash here, and some good wet trackers in it too, makes it very interesting, but I'm sticking with Humidor. Really like this horse back in New Zealand. He's always shown plenty of promise, of course, now with Darren Weir, and he got that group one win on the board. In the Australian Cup, he'd been building to that. Look, all of his runs this time in down in Melbourne, he sort of wanted to get in on one rein and proved a bit of a handful for Damien Lane. Perhaps going the Sydney way may just suit him. He's only been that way once. That was in the New Zealand Derby, and he got knocked over, and it was only his fourth start. So a bit of a forget run. So I think going the Sydney way might actually suit him. I'm with him from seven, Tavago, who looked very good second up. We all know his class didn't really show up in the spring, but clearly wet ground in the autumn is probably his go. Eight, Jamaica. Form ties in through both those two. Her effort in the Australian Cup was very good on pace in a high-pressure race. And one, our Ivanhoe on the back up from his win last week in the Randvet. Just loves the mud.
The other group one in the second leg of the quaddy is race seven, the Vinery Stud Stakes 2,000 metres for the Oaks Bound three-year-old fillies.
With number four, Dawn Wall, who's won three from four. She cost $1.3 million. She's by Fastnet Rock out of a three-quarter sister to Carnegie, who won an arc, and she's also related to Zabeel, deeper down her pedigree page. So I don't think the 2,000 metres are going to hold any problems for her. She won over the 1,800 two back. I liked what I saw at Kembla Grange in the Keith Nolan Classic, which is usually a good form reference. She dropped back to the mile and still showed enough sharpness to get over the line there. I think she can continue on her winning way from 10 Montoya's Secret. From the Causton's Yard, bolted in at Mooney Valley last start. This is obviously harder, but she's a high chaparral filly headed in the right direction. Two, Fox Play. Distance would be the query on really rain-affected ground. Such a good win to overcome trouble over the 1500 in the far lap last start. She is the class runner. And number one, La Bella Diosa. Got to be a little bit forgiving, perhaps, of her latest run. She was so good at her local debut. And she's been favourite for the Oaks for a little while, this Kiwi, so expect her to bounce back.
Last of the black type races at Rose Hill on Saturday and third leg of the quaddy is race eight, the Ascend Sales Trophies Emancipation Stakes 1500 for fillies and mares of group two.
Yeah, speaking of bouncing back, I think Dixie Blossoms can. Another tricky gate though. would have liked to have seen draw a bit better, but look, she had no luck in the Coolmore Classic. She was four wide most of the way, and it was a tough task. She just trounced her rival second up. She's clearly come back in good order, and I'm just willing to forgive that latest run. Eight Happy Hannah. She'll get better as the distances get a little bit longer. I think they're eyeing off a race like the Hollandale, either third or fourth up, but she was pretty good first up, and she's classy enough to run well, as is her stablemate Extensible, who was beaten by Spectroscope, so we'll get a bit of a guide to that form line earlier in the day. She should go well second up. And 13, Xenalicious, the three-year-old, respecting her after her good second behind Foxplay.
And what should the listeners be including in the quaddie race now for the last leg, race 9?
Yeah, I thought it was a bit of a tricky race. My numbers are 8, 6, 2, 10, but I think you could probably include the 1 as well, Handfast. They're probably the 5. 8, Bring Luck, really likes wet ground. He'll be a bit of value in the last, and he ran well first up. 6, Zebek, who's a Chris Waller-trained import. Very wary of him. His trials have been quite encouraging. 2, Serene Majesty, worked home well first up. And 10, Ancient History, another of the Godolphin imports. Just did a bit wrong. In easier company first up, but I think if he found his best, he'd be pretty competitive. And as I said, I'll include Handfast as well.
All right, Joel's best to recap race 3, number 3, Astronomos, and value race 1, number 5, All Too High Ying. Mount Mornington is the venue for Melbourne Metro Racing on Saturday, and a big day it should be to Ladbrokes Mornington Cup Day. Free ticket into the Caulfield Cup for the winner. And a big day if you happen to be anywhere down near the Mornington Peninsula, will be a good one to get down to. Weather in the mid-20s is forecast with just a possible shower. There are two listed races on the program, Joel. The first of those is race 6, the Ladbrokes Hariba Stakes, over 1,200 metres.
I've gone with one of the locals here, number 7, Well Sprung, won on this day last year. Very talented sprinter. I thought his effort at Mooney Valley was really good. He found the line nicely there, and I thought he, you know, just shaped well to run a good race at each way odds to beat 11 Fast Cash, who's got a really good finish on him when right. He had a recent quiet trial at Cranbourne. 8 in for third, Prussian Vixen, another of the locals. She's really gone to a new level this time in. And 3, Reldas, who was pretty good last start, should get a good run in transit.
And I'm with one of those locals, number 8, Prussian Vixen, to beat 12, Inspector. Can't argue with the last start form dropping to this level. 15, Sebring, just doesn't win often. 15, Sebring Sun, and 5, Bassett. And the big one is race 7, worth 300,000. It is the listed Ladbrokes Mornington Cup, over 2,400 metres. And what about the form line with this, the Gold Trail, Joel? Defeated a horse last start called Prize Money, who then went on and beat one of the best horses in the world.
Postponed. Yeah, so he's come up very well found, around $2.80, I think, in some markets. So he's short enough, but of course we saw what these Godolphin imports, especially from the Charlie Appleby yard, did through the spring. So clearly any sort of value is gone, but he should be pretty hard to beat. And obviously they've targeted this first up, and to get him into the Caulfield Cup in the spring. So look, I'm going his way. I think number 6, Boom Time, this is a nice race for him, getting back out to the 2400. He was a 2500 metre winner at Flemington, and comes out of the Australian Cup. 7, Big Memory, tough, pretty consistent stayer, well-deserved win last start. He won't be far away. And thrown 1, El Moonquith in. Little query on how he has come back, but he's pretty talented when right, and to this distance range is his go, so we'll throw him in for fourth.
No, I'm with 3, the Gold Trail, throwing in 1 at big odds for second, 15, Settlers Stone. Number 4, a sign. Well, I can never get the Lloyd Williams horses right. And 7, Big Memory. So 3, 15, 4, and 7. My best was Prussian Vixen, albeit at $13. That's race 6, number 8. And my value bet earlier in the program, the Martin Collins Fibertrack Sires feature for the 2-year-olds over 1,500 metres. Just thought the filly, the lone filly in the field, Peristrophe, might be a bit of value at about $9. Joel?
Yeah, I don't mind Peristrophe. I've been following her. I put her in for second behind Sheer Madness, who's another horse I've been following. But I might have a bet in that race around those two runners. My value was Well Sprung in race 6. And my best is Schnitzel Wood, race 3, number 9. He was my value last week, but they scratched him. Saved him for this. Corey Parrish on. He's ridden him to a couple of wins. Like the way this progressive horse, progressive stayer, has come back this time in. Really good effort at Mooney Valley Fresh, and then a good effort in the Wangaratta Cup behind Al Century, which is strong form.
All right. Do you know anything about Morphettville Park on Saturday?
I do not, to be honest. I haven't had much of a look at the meeting, so we might have to give out Carl's selections for Morphettville. He's done all the form there.
All right. Well, his best, he's come up with a first starter from your camp, Joel, the Luke Oliver stable in the first.
Pantone, yeah, has been jumping out well, and I think Carl picked a best bet, an unraced horse from the Hayes Yard in the first at Morphettville a couple of weeks ago. Might have been my first week back or last week of holidays that got the cash at around $8 or $9. So it's a bit of a proven formula there for Carl.
All right, and his value bet comes up in race 7 on this 9-race card, and that is number 4, Super Fun, which, oddly enough, is shorter than his best, $6.50. All right, now we move back to Doomben for Saturday. Racing in Brisbane, massive fields again, no surprise there. And one of your favourite horses comes up as your best here, Joel. That's race 7, number 3, Jopa.
Yeah, we'll give him another go. He was our best last week, and whilst he didn't win, didn't lose any fans, I don't think. It was a really game effort again. Another 50 metres, he probably wins. Another couple of strides, he probably wins. He was finishing strongly. Gets an extra 150 metres, the 1350, which will suit. Barrier 17's obviously a query, but he's going to get wet ground again to suit, and he's going so well, you'll be able to get each way odds, so I'll be backing him each way. And I've made Chua my value, which is race 5, number 9. Former Sydney Galloper with Joe Pryde, now with David Van Dyke. She's been a little bit patchy of late. She resumes here, but liked her recent trial, and her best Sydney form is well up to this, so watch betting. If there's a little bit of support for her, I'd be more confident. And she's around each way odds at the moment.
All right, across the Nullarbor, there is a listed race at Ascot on Saturday. It is race 6, the Schweppes Mel Vista Stakes, as we head for the WA Derby around about Easter time. And this one is restricted to the colts and geldings of 3 years and over 2,200 metres.
Gone with number 3, Gatting, who's been up a while, and they've just tried to stretch out his campaign by dropping him in distance a couple of times, but he's always given the impression that he was a Derby type, and he got back up in trip last start and really powered home for second behind Final Salute. I think he can turn the tables. 1 Gangbuster in for third and 7 Friar-esque for fourth.
And your best, we wait to the last for Presentati.
Yeah, Willie Pike in the last. Came close last week, that formula, ran second, but the punters usually latch onto him in the last. And I think he'll get the cash here with Presentati, this former Kiwi, who taken a while to find her best form. That was her first local win last start, but it was a strong win. She finished hard. She'll get a lovely run, and this isn't much harder, so hopefully she can go on with the job. And my value's in the first, 2-year-old by the name of One Final Word, race 1, number 8, who trialled well before the debut, drew wide, did a bit of work, 3 deep, finally got across to outside the lead and just knocked up late. The fast-finishing third-place getter came out and won last week's Gym Crack, so the form is good.
Alrighty, earlier in the day, they are racing at Tauranga and Riccarton in New Zealand.
Yeah, good meeting at Tauranga featuring a Group 2 race, race 8 on the card worth $100,000. And it's an interesting race because Scopolo's really sort of stretched out the weights here. He's got 59, number 2's got 53, and the rest of them basically on the minimum of 52. So it's an interesting race. Rangipo on 52.5. He's one of two horses on that weight. Certainly appeals, so I've gone his way. My best for the card is Fast and Furious, which is race 4, number 3. One on debut, beaten favourite a couple of times since, but he's a talented horse. He had no luck last start. I'm expecting him to bounce back. My value bet is NDN Express, which is race 7, number 12. Promising sort, and I thought this certainly not out of her reach from a good draw, even though she's up a little bit in grade. She's been running in good company, and as I said, she's a promising sort. I think at a bit of odds, she can run well. Rickett in the other meeting, my best is Fair Light, race 8, number 9. My value is Black Estate, race 9, number 2. So late in the day there for the best.
All right, that leaves us to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. Plenty of value for your $5, as always, this week, with as we've been having on the Group 1 weekends, the wraparound feature. This week featuring a Q&A between Paul Richards and Mark Newnham, which is very interesting. And we've also got, of course, columns from Tony Kneebone, Richo himself, Shane Templeton. We've now got Steve Pateman writing in the paper. And, of course, Joel, we've got you and Carl discussing the Group 1s at Rose Hill, as well as all your favourite features and all the form for Friday. Friday night, the big Group 1 meeting, the big finale at Moonee Valley, Saturday and Sunday. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I'm back with the answer. My friend has got me back on the scoreboard after three minor placings following my famous winning streak of five. And so let's try and get that picket fence going again. Going in the big one at the Valley on Friday night, race six, William Hill Sunline Stakes going, sorry, race seven, Keogh Holmes, William Reid Stakes going for race seven, number 13, Starturn. Joel?
All right, and then you can throw all those winnings onto Astronomos, taking your line and going for one that will be favourite, but I think he will be winning race three, number three at Rose Hill.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.